About Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. First, we will talk about why do we fast on Shiva Osa B'Tamuz, exactly what happened then. And then, Emet Hashem, we'll go through the halachas about fasting, when the fasting starts. And then, Emet Hashem, we'll talk a little bit about the inyan of the 3 weeks and the inyan of Zecher L'Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Mishnah in Tainis, at the end of the fourth parak, says, Chamisha Dvorim. Five things happen the 17th day of Tammuz, and five things happen later in Tishabov. That was the time when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Har Sinai, he broke the Luchais when Klal Yisrael was doing the Aveira of the Chet Egel. He came down and saw everybody dancing and doing the Avodah Zarah of the Egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos on Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. Uvotel HaTomid, that was the time when it stopped. They did not have any more animals in order to bring the korban HaTomid every single morning. This was by the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, when they made the siege around the ear and they couldn't get new animals to come in. So came a time when they did not have enough animals left to bring the korban HaTomid every single morning. So it was Kiblu B'Chazal that this started on Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. Then Vahovko Ha'ir, this was the time when they started to besiege the city of Yerushalayim. It was going on the Churban Hasheni. By the Churban of the Bayis Hasheni, they besieged Yerushalayim, went into the city on Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. Even though by the Churban Rishon, it was Hovko Ha'ir B'Tisha B'Tamuz on the ninth day of Tamuz, still they did not want to be Kaveya to make two Tainuses the same month, one after another, because it would be too much. So therefore they will Kaveya it on the Churban of the second Bayis, because that was a bigger churban. That we still feel is still a nageya, even b'zman hazeh. That the Gemara says, we'll talk about it later, that the first Beis HaMikdash was chorav because of the Averov, Gilaroyes, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah. Mashen Kain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back again the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. After 70 years of being in Bavel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechaper them and gave us back the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. However, the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni was chorav because of mainly the Avera of Sinas Chinam, and Lamaisa, we see that that Chet was so great that Lamaisa Ad Hayoyim Azir, we still do not have again the Beis HaMikdash yet. The Chazal say that the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni was much more of a destruction than it was of the first Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we make a Zikaron of when Hufka Ir for the Churban Habayis Hasheni, which was on Shivasa B'Tamuz. Then the third thing was Visoraf. Afostomoy says HaTero, that this Russia came and burnt up the Sefer Torah, which was, Chazal say, took place on Shiva Osa B'Tamuz, which was a few years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Vehemed Tselem B'Heichol, they put a Tselem, a Getchka, an Avodah Zarah in the Heichol on Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. And some say this was the same Russia Afostomus, when he burnt the Sefer Torah, he also put a Tselem in the Heichol, which also took place a few years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Other Mefarshim say this goes on the Tzelem that Menashe HaMelech made Ve'emidu B'Heichel. And that was Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis in Perech HaMishi says like this, Halach Aleph, Yesh Yomim Shekol Yisrael Misanim B'Hem. There are certain days that everybody has to fast. Why? Mifnei Hatzoroi Shiro B'Hem. Because of the bad things, the tzoras that happened to us. Kidei lo'orer halavavos, to wake up our hearts, liftoyach darkei ha'tshuva, to open up our hearts to start to do tshuva, to repent, to become again close to Hashem. V'yezeh zichron l'maseinu haroyim, the fact that we are fasting on these days should remind us upon the bad things that we did. V'maisei avaseinu shoye k'maseinu ata, the way our fathers did then, and really our actions are the same way now. That because of the bad actions that our fathers did, that's why the bad tzoras, the bad things happened to us. Because remembering the bad things that happened, that would make us do good. Like we should do tshuva. Then the Rambam says, these are the days. Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei, that's Sum Gedalia, then V'Asiri B'Teves, Sheboy Samach Melech Bavnu Luchanetzar Rosh HaYerushalayim, then V'yud Zayin B'Tamuz, Kos Lechamisha Dvarim Shiruboy, and then Tishabov. Also because of five things that happened then. Mitzvah will talk about Tishabov later on, maybe in another tape. So what the Rambam is telling us here, that the main reason, the main purpose of a tainus of a fast day is to wake us up to realize that bad things happen to us because of our bad actions, our averus that we were doing. And now we should wake up and do tshuva and return back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this will be a kapora for the averus we did. So it's not mainly just to fast, just to put yourself in pain of not eating and having a good time doing whatever you want, but the inyan of a tainus is to sit down and really think about what happened then, about the tzaras that happened to us, and how we could be misakin it, what type of a tshuva we could do to be misakin the bad things that happened. And the Rambam also says in the beginning of Hilchos Tainus, and Perek Rishon Halacha Aleph, the Rambam starts off that mitzvah sase min ha-Torah, lizoik ulariya b'chatzoytzrois al kol tzara shetobi al ha-tzibur. If any bad comes upon a tzibur, upon the whole congregation, there's a mitzvah to cry out, to daven to Hashem, to blow the chatzoytzrois. Shenemar al atzar atzor eschem harayosem chatzoytzrois. Kleimar, kol dover sheyitzolchem, anything bad, any type of pain that happens to us, kugain b'tzorois, v'dever, v'yarba k'yoytzebem, zu'aku aleim v'riyu. We have to cry out to Hashem and blow the chatzoytzrois. The Rambam explains, V'dovoze midarki ha-tshuvhu. This is a type of a tshuva. Shebizman shetova tzora. The time some pain, something bad happens to us, the yizaku aleim will cry out to Hashem, the yiriyu when we blow the chatzoytzrois, is yoda ha-keol, everybody knows, shebeklal ma'aseyim ha-royim. Hurra lehem. Because of our bad actions, this tzora came upon us. Ka'akos, like the Pasuk says, avonaseichem hituboy. This is going to help us to take away the bad, the sorrow that's coming upon us. The Rambam says, "Avlim lo yizaku." But if somebody does not scream out to daven to Hashem, "V'lo yiriyu," you will not blow the chatzoytzrois. El yoyim, a person would say, "Dovize mimina goylam irulanu v'tzarazu nikra nikris." What happening to us now? These bad times we're having right now—it's a happening. It happens, but it does not because Hashem is trying to teach us that we're doing something wrong. If somebody says like that, the Rambam says, Harezu derech achzorius. That's the mid of achzorius. Achzorius means to be cruel or to be merciless. In other words, to be brutal. That's called achzorius. So if somebody just takes these bad things that happens to him, happens to the Otsibur, and just say it's something that happens, he doesn't think into it, that's a very cruel midah. The Goremus Lehem Lidobek B'Masei Meroyim. And that makes you still to stay and do the bad actions that you're doing. The Toysev Tzora Tzora Sacheris. This will bring even more bad happenings to happen. Hu Shekosu B'Torah. That's what the Torah says. V'Holachtem Imi B'Keri. If we will go in HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Keri. There is not going after him. Just at time, just by chances. For holachti gam mani yimochim b'chamas keri, HaKadosh Baruch will also act back to us by giving us more and more punishment. Kloima, kishov yaleichem tzara, kidei shetoshuv, im toimru shi keri, oisif lochem chamas oisi keri. That whenever HaKadosh Baruch gives us punishment, makes bad times for us, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch wants us to wake up and to do tshuva. See, if we do tshuva, Hashem will stop bringing the bad upon us. But if we don't stop to do tshuva, we just think it's a happening, HaKadosh Baruch will just bring more and more bad happenings upon us. Now, this is a mitzvah midiraisa, the Rambam says, to scream, to daven to Hashem, and to blow the chatzoytzrois. The Rambam then says, though, midivrei seifrim, midirabonen, lihisanois ha-kol tzora shetovi al-atzibur, achi rachimeyu min ha-shemayim. There's ninyin also to fast until HaKadosh Baruch has rachmonos on us. So what comes out, even though we know there's also a mitzvah midiraisa, the Rambam paskins, to daven every single day, to daven to Hashem, but that's a difference. There the mitzvah is tam tefillah, to daven to Hashem for the needs that we need, we have to daven to Hashem every single day. But here the inyan of a tainus, of fasting upon things that happen bad to us is an inyan of doing tshuva. That the Rambam says here, and he said later, that the inyan of a tainus is we have to wake up our hearts to realize that something did happen to us for a reason. It's not just tam happening. That's the midah achzorius to think that tam things happen to us. If anything bad happened to us, like we just learned on Shiva Sebatamis, five bad things happened to us. If these things happen to us, it's a rayam that we were doing bad actions. And this day is a day that's set aside to give us punishment for the bad actions we do. Therefore, now on Shiva Sebatamis, we have to sit down to do tshuva, to think about the bad actions, and to ma'orer as liboy, to wake up our hearts, to try and see what we could do to be misaking these bad midas. Now, like we spoke out before, the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon was Chorav, because the Klal Yisrael were doing Averis then, they were doing Gilui Arayos, they were doing Shvichas Domim, and they were doing Avodah Zarah. Now here it's brought down on Shiva Sabatamis, the first thing bad that happened was that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas when he came down from Har Sinai. And the reason was because he saw Klal Yisrael doing the Chet Egel. They were dancing in front of the Chet Egel. Now what was the Avera of the Chet Egel? And we went through the parashas, Mefarshim HaMashma. It was an inyan, even though they thought they were doing the right thing, they thought it was good to have a new manik, they thought Moshe Rabbeinu died, and now they need somebody new to lead them. But the chet was, they didn't ask Hashem. They didn't really find out if this is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. They did what they thought is right, and that's not right. We have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and not what we think is right. And from this, if you stand do what you think is right, that leads you to do Avodah Zarah, that could lead you to do Gilui Arayos, and that could lead you to do Shvichas Domim. Once you start to do what you think, there's no limits to what you think. So the tikkun from this all is to realize that we have to be an ever to Hashem, we have the Taryag Mitzvahs, we have Tamid Chachomim to ask, what is the Dvar Hashem, what is the Das Torah, what should be done, what not should be done, and not just to make up yourself and think, I know what I should do. I don't have to ask anybody else. I know it myself. That's really the Siba of the Chet, what caused the Chet Egel, and from this you could lead to do other Chatoim also. Now, by the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, there it's brought down that Klal Yisrael were not doing these Averis, and Fakert and Neviim did not know exactly what they were doing wrong. Really, they were learning Torah then. So there's a different Chazalim. One Chazal says it was as the Chet of Sinas Chinam. Klal Yisrael had Sinas Chinam. They hated one another for no good reason. That alone is kamat the worst avera could be, and that caused to be the Churban Abayas HaSheni, that ad hayayim ezeh up until today, we're affected from that. The fact we don't have a Beis HaMikdash right now. Because really, Sinas Chinam is the opposite what the Torah really wants from us. What the Torah really wants from us is to come to have Avas Hashem, love for Hashem, and Avas Klal Yisrael, to love another Yid. There's an inyan of kavod habriyos, by giving kavod habriyos, that's also called giving kavod Hashem, because the briyos amaisa yadehem, we're all the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a neshama, we have a chilek of Hashem in us. So by giving kavod one to another, we're also giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tachlis of the briyos is to have avas Hashem, come to love Hashem, to love one another, to love another Jew. V'yahavta l'reicha k'moicha zekla godo b'atera. And the opposite of this is to have sinas chinam, to come to hate one another, especially there's no good reason for it. What are you hating one another for? You have to realize one another is a tzelem elokim. Everybody has a neshama. So sinas chinam, that's just the opposite of what the Torah wants from us. That was the chet by the Churban Abayas HaSheni that we affected up until today. So to sit down today and Shivas of Atamas to think what we could be misakin, what we could do better, that these sorrows should not come upon us anymore, to do tshuva for these actions, is inyan to be mechazik in the mitzvah of v'yahavta l'reicha k'moicha, to come to love one another, to have avas Hashem, avas for Klal Yisrael, that everybody should be working together. Another Chazal say that even though Klal Yisrael was Isaac Batera, but the Gemara in the Durham says, Ashalei birchu batera t'chila, but before they sat down to learn Torah, they did not make a brocha. Since they did not make the Birchas HaTorah, that's why there was a Churban HaBayis. And the Ran explains what was so bad, the the fact they didn't make a bracha first. So he says the pshat was, even though they learned Torah, it wasn't choshev. It wasn't something important in their eyes. It wasn't that important. They didn't feel they had to make a bracha, like to thank Hashem before they started to learn Torah. And that's a tremendous avera. Like we know Torah is the most choshev thing we have, and that's the godless of Klai Yisrael, that's the chshivus of Klai Yisrael, that gives us the kedusha. Like we always say, Kodesh Baruch Hu v'yaraisa v'yisrael eschadu, a Jew and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Torah is one. So since they didn't make a bracha first, they didn't have enough chashivas, it wasn't that important for them, that was also tremendous sibah to make the Churban Habayis. And this has to do with Sinas Chinam also, because it's the opposite of having Avas Hashem. If they didn't come to love Hashem, if you love Hashem, you realize that Hashem and the Torah and Klai Yisrael is one. So if you love Hashem, you have to love another Jew also. You have to love the Torah. You have to want to learn the Torah. You have to learn the Torah Lishma. Mainly you have to make a bracha before you sit down to learn the Torah. But if you have sin aschinim, you come to hate things. So also you come to hate Hashem. You come to hate the Torah. So even though actually it doesn't say they really hated Hashem, that they hated the Torah, they still were learning the Torah. But I call upon them, they weren't learning it with enough chashivas. They didn't make a bracha beforehand. It wasn't that important in their eyes. That's because it was missing this inyan of Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and Avas Klal Yisrael. So therefore, what we have to be misaki now with this inyan, to have a tremendous amount of Ava, love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love for another Jew, and love for the Torah, to learn the Torah, be Ava, the Hasmada, the Gedusha of the Torah. And now we'll go to the halachis about Yeshivas of Thomas. The Mechaber says in Simin Tov Kuf Nun that HaKol Chayovim Lehisanois Arba Tzumas Halolo. There are 4 days that everybody has the Chiyuv to fast, called the Tainis Tzibur, and one of them is Shivos Betamuz. And the Mechaber says we also Lifra together, like you're not allowed to do different than the Tzibur, not to fast. In other words, there's a Chiyuv now to fast on Shivos Betamuz, even though in Chazal it's Mashma, it's up to you if you want to or not. Rakol Purim now already was Kaveya Choyv, that everybody has a Chiyuv to fast on Shivos Betamuz. Hagod, Ramo says, Miyu Uveris, or Menikos, a pregnant lady, or a lady that's nursing, Shemitzaeris Harbe, she has a lot of pain, it bothers her a lot to fast, Ein Lesanus, they do not have to fast these 4 fast days. The Afilu Eino Mitzdaros, Eino Mechuyovis Lesanus, and the Ramah says, even if they don't have that much pain, still they were not mechabal upon themselves the chiyuv to fast, but the minig is lahachma, that they do fast. In other words, the minig is that even a pregnant lady or a lady that's nursing should fast, unless she finds that she has pains. V'davka, the Ramah says, begimul tzumas, aval b'tisha b'av mechuyavas lahashlam. Tisha b'av, that's the mochomadei katainis, then even a pregnant lady or an Isha that's nursing has to fast. Now exactly when an Isha is considered at the beginning of pregnancy, so the Mishmura says, some want to say when it's Hukar HaVlad, when you could tell it's noticeable, or else it could even be Mekel after 40 days of Yetziras HaVlad, also she's called the Muberis already. So it depends if she has Tsar, she has pains that's bothering her, she has a right to eat even on Shivos HaBetamuz. Hu adin, if she feels weak, if she feels very weak, also she has a right to eat. Because being weak at the beginning of pregnancy is a sakona, therefore if they're feeling weak, they have a right to eat also. A pregnant lady or a lady that's nursing. And the same thing would apply if they're a chole, if they're sick. Even though they're sick, there's no sakonas nefashos, but as long as they're sick, they have a shame, a chole, also they would be allowed to eat. Now, even at a time when you are allowed to eat on Shivos HaBetamuz, who are then by children, that even if they understand the inyan of Zeicha L'Churban of Avelis, still we do not make them fast the whole day, they're allowed to eat. However, even though they do eat, we have to make sure that they should not eat too much and should not enjoy themselves, not to give them goodies to eat. They're only allowed to eat what they have to eat in order to keep them going. But they still have to remember today is a tainus. Today's a day we're feeling bad about the Churban Habayis, and it's not a day to enjoy yourself by eating good things. And Hu Adin, the Magen Avraham brings down that Kitanim, small children, Machilim Oisom, Lechem umayim lehisav lematzibur. We give them water and bread to eat today. That's all like. That they should also feel bad, have avelis with the tzibur. So he says that's only dafka cotton sheesh loy das lesabel. If a cotton is old enough to understand the union of avelis, of feeling bad for what happened, then even though we don't make them fast, they're allowed to eat, but again, we should not give them good things to eat, only things that will keep them going. Now, even though the Ramah only says that a muberis, a pregnant lady, or a lady that's nursing, if she has a lot of pain from the fasting, she does not have to fast, the Kaf HaChaim says that hu adinami anoshim, even by men, that are very weak people, or izikainim, or else older people, shahatainus hu tsar godolahim, that by fasting is tremendous amount of pain to them, also yesh lohokal. They could also be mekal and not to fast these three tainus in, only the tainus of Tisha B'Av. But he says it's providing that the doctor also says that the fasting is what's making it worse for the person. Let's say anyway the person is in pain or is not feeling well, and whether he fasts or not won't make any difference, then he does not have a right to eat. Only if the fasting causes him to have more pain, to make it worse for him, and he's a very weak person, and it's a lot of tsar godl, it's a lot of pain for him to fast, then he has a heter not to fast. Now the halachas are that these three tainuses of Shivas Betamuz and Asar Betavis is mutarim berechitza. You're allowed to wash yourself, v'sicha, you're allowed to rub yourself, unilas hasandu, we're allowed to wear shoes, v'tashma shamita, who are then you're allowed to be with your wife on these days, v'yein sarach lahavsik behem meboyjoim. You do not have to stop eating like before Shkia at the beginning of the night, but rather you're allowed to eat the whole night and the tainus first starts in the morning, by daybreak. Now the Achrenim explain that even though we're allowed to wash ourselves, Rechitz and Sichis Mutter, it's only because when the Chazal will Kaveya this tainus, like they didn't want to be Kaveya with the same Chumra of Tisha B'Av, because Ein HaTzibur Yechodom Lamed Bo, it's too hard for the Tzibur to do this. However, it's brought down though, the Achrenim bring down that a Baal Nefesh, somebody wants a big machmir, is yachmir bekulot. He has a right to be machmir all these halachis, k'moy b'Tisha B'Av, just like on Tisha B'Av. Now this chumra, if somebody wants to be machmir, is only upon rechitza and sicha, not to wash himself and not to rub himself. However, wearing a shoes, that's brought down that they should wear shoes, because otherwise it's like a joke, people make fun of you. Now the Taz brings down that the minig now is not to wash ourselves during the tainus of like Shiva Sabitamas. But the Prima Godin says that only means bechamin, in a hot shower. That's not to wash yourself in a hot, take a hot shower on Shiva Sabitamas. But to take a cold shower, that is mutter to do. V'hu adin pon of yodav raglo bechamin is also mutter. You're allowed to wash your hands, your face, and your feet, even with hot water. This is mutter to do on these three tainuses of tainus of Tzum Gedalia and Shiva Sabatamas and Asar Batavis, it is only Tisha B'Av that it's also. And Hu Adin is brought down, the Shlo says that a Baal Nefesh, again, somebody that wants to be a very big machma that does everything, so he should also tzorch lahafse gam b'boy joim. There's also to stop eating even before Shkia, the day like the night of Shiva Sabatamas, not eat that night. However, the minig is by us is that we do eat the night time. It's only by daytime that we fast. And no other than the minig is to wash ourselves and to have sicha even on a tainus. So therefore, if somebody does want to eat, like in the night time, the night of Shiva Sabatamas, even if he goes to sleep, he should have in mind before he goes to sleep that he plans to eat before daybreak. And therefore, before Erlis HaShachar, he's allowed to eat. Because the tainus first starts at Erlis HaShachar. Now exactly when Erlis HaShachar is, it's a big suffix, it's not exactly Borer. However, on a Derabbanan, the Churi could be Mekel that 72 minutes before sunrise, that's called Erlis HaShachar. Okay, so 72 minutes before sunrise, then you would be allowed to eat the night of Shiva Sabatamas. Now the Mechavis says, like we just said in Tov Kuf Samech Dalid, that Kol Taine Sh'oichlam Boi Balayla, when you're allowed to eat the night before, so you can eat Ad Sheyala Omer HaShachar. The Mechaba says, V'hu Shula Yoshan Shinas Kva, you did not go to sleep. But if you went to sleep, then you wake up, you're not allowed to eat or drink. Unless, you, like we spoke out, you made a Tanah, you made a condition before you went to sleep, that you still won't eat. Then the Ramah says, though, v'yeshemim, some say, though, to b'shtia, if you want to only drink something, ain't tzorach tonight. For this, you don't have to make a condition before you go to sleep. Because most probably people think about that, that in case they do wake up, they will still want to drink. Therefore, you're allowed to drink even if you did not make a condition before you went to sleep. But l'chatchila, it's better if you do plan to eat before you go to sleep, like to make a condition, you still plan to eat or drink in the night time. However, if you didn't make the condition, then l'chur, when you wake up, you could be makel to drink. However, to eat, you should not eat then. Now, we know on davening, on Shiva Sabatamas, whenever we have a tiny tzibur, we say Anenu. Now, the minig is the Shliach Tzibur, he even says it during Shacharis. And at the end of the bracha of Reino, V'anyenu, before we say bracha to Hashem, Girl Yisrael, that's where the Shliach Tzibur says, Anenu Hashem Anenu B'yoyim Tzayim Tanisenu. However, Yochid, when we daven Shimon Esrei, Belachash, quietly, we do not say anything during Shacharis. Only during Mincha, we say Anenu. And our meaning is, we say Anenu at the end of Shemei Tfilah. And before we say, Ki Ator Shemei Tfilah, As Kol Pe'amcho Yisrael, we say Anenu Hashem, Anenu, B'yom Tzom Tanisenu, and we end off with the bracha of Shemei Tfilah. Now it's brought down, let's say somebody forgets to say Anenu, even by Mincha time, he does not have to daven Shemon Esrei over again. Now, even after we already finished saying Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tfilah, right away he remembers, still he does not say anything then. However, he could say it at the end of Shemon Esrei, when before you say Yiyul Arotz and Imrei Fi, like before you take it 3 steps back, there you could say Anenu Hashem Anenu. And you say it, but now if you say it at the end of Shemon Esrei, like in between Elokai Netzor and Yiyul Arotz, you did not end off with a baruch. You did not say baruch to Hashem Shemei Tfilah. You just say the Tfilah of Anenu Hashem Anenu B'yom Tzom Tanisenu. Then the Mechaber says in Sifkon Dalet that Toiv Loimer B'tachnunim Shachar Tfilah Samincha is at the end of Shemon Esrei by Mincha. Like when we're saying after Elokai Netzor, we say Tachnunim, like right before Yiyul Arotz, Liach Elokai Netzor, it's an inyan to say Ribbon Kol Ha'olamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Golov Yidu Lefonecha Shebezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. At the time when we had the Beis HaMikdash, Adam, Choytiv, a person, did an Aveira or Makriv Korban. He used to bring a Korban for his Kapara, for his forgiveness. V'yein Makrivim Imenu Elechel Be'vedomai. The only thing that was brought on the Mizbeach from the Korban is the blood of the animal and the fats of the animal. And the Gemara and Brachas and of Yud Zayin Omer Aleph ends off, that we should say Yirotem Lefonecha, Shechelbi v'domi shenismayit b'menu hayoyin b'tayin ezeh kilu v'krafti esatz milikorvin. That we should say that we are fasting today and we are losing some weight, like our blood and our fat that's lost, should be considered as if we brought a korvin. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that v'loy nogu achshav loy mezeh. The meaning is not to say this, but he says lo yadati loma, he doesn't know why we don't say it. And v'nochon loymroy, it's good to say it, he says. Shekeinu b'brachas v'turim. This is what the Gemara in Brachas says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Therefore, it is a good thing, at least, to have it in your mind at the end of Elokai Netzor, before Yiyul Arotz, to realize and say that we are fasting today, and the fasting should be a kapara for us, as if we brought a korban. Now, we know on every Tainis Sibur and on Shavuot Batamas, we say Slichus in the morning by Shacharis. Now, the halacha is that a yochid, if you daven privately by yourself, you are allowed to say Slichus. However, the Yud Gimel Midas, that we say Hashem Hashem Kerachem Mechanon, that a Yochid, a private person, should not say by himself. That we only say when we daven Betzibur, when we have a Tzibur Minyan davening together, then we say the Yud Gimel Midas Hashem Hashem. But a Yochid, it should not say it, even though he is allowed to say the Slichus. Now that we say the Shliach Tzibur when he davens, like in, when he says over Shmon Esrei by Shachris, he says the Brocha Anenu, that's only if there are 10 people in the shul that are fasting. If you don't have 10 people that are fasting, then the Shliach Tzibur should not say the special bracha of Anenu. And the same thing if the Shliach Tzibur himself, like, should be somebody that is fasting. If he's not fasting, he should not daven for the Yomid, because he cannot say Anenu if he's not fasting. However, if there's nobody else in the shul that knows how to daven for the Yomid, he's the only one, then he could daven and it's better that he does daven and rather not be like a shliach tzibur, there shouldn't be a kaddish or a kedusha. On the Tainas Tzibur, we also lain from the Torah, both by Shachris in the morning and by Mincha. We lain by Yechal, both by Shachris and by Mincha, and by Mincha we have the Haftarah. Now the Loch is Lechatchila, you only lain if you have 10 people there that are fasting. If you don't have 10 people that are fasting, then you should not lain. However, it's brought down like this a difference. That if it's on Monday and Thursday, that anyway there would have been a Kriyas HaTorah by Shachris, so then we lain, even though you don't have 10 people are fasting. Because anyway, you're supposed to lain from the Torah. So it's not called the Bracha Levatola. However, if it comes out on Sunday, or on Tuesday and Wednesday, or on Friday, then you have to have 10 people that are fasting. But some want to say that, let's say like on a Tainas Tzibur, like on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, since it's a Tainas Tzibur, then it's enough if you just have 7 people that are fasting in Shul, and the rest of the people are not fasting, you could also lain the Torah.
Alright, turn over.
And the same halacha would apply that the Shliach Tzibur, the one that's davening for the Yomid, if there are 7 people there that are fasting, then when he says over the Shemoneh Esrei, he could say Aneinu in the Bracha of Goel Yisrael. Now the Shliach Tzibur also should be somebody that is fasting, because he has to say Aneinu in the Shemoneh Esrei. However, if you have nobody else in Shul that knows how to daven, only the person that is not fasting, it's better to let him daven. Now, kaponim, they'll be like a kedusha and a borchu, and they'll have a kaddish. Who are them when they lay in the Torah? The people that get aliyahs should also be people that are fasting. However, the Orcha Shulchan says that on a tiny tzibur, that there's a chiyuv to lay in anyway, so then a person that's not fasting could get an aliyah. Now, we paskin on a tiny tzibur, the loch is you're not allowed to taste any food. Even if you only want to taste to see if the food is good or not, and you want to spit it out right away, there are more paskins that we're machmir b'chol tainas tzibur and v'ochi noigin not to taste any food. However, the Mishabur brings down that let's say you're preparing now on a tainas for a sudas mitzvah. Let's say at night, let's say there was a bris that day, and at night you're making the sudas mitzvah for the bris, and you are cooking, and you want to taste the food to see if it tastes good or not, then you could be mekel even on a tainas tzibur to taste a little bit of the food, but to make sure not to swallow it, but rather just to spit it out right away. Now the Mechaber also paskins that on a Tainas Tzibur, like on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, even a person that every day of the year he washes out his mouth, he just like rinses out his mouth with water and spits out the water, still on a Tainas it's not nice to do it. You should not do this, because we're afraid still some water may go down, you may drink some water. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that Uvimoka and Tsar, that if you have a lot of tzar, a lot of pain that bothers you a lot, that if you can't wash out your mouth today, so then even on a tainas tzibur, you are allowed to wash out your mouth. Rak, but you should be very careful to make sure like your head is bent over and not to pick up your mouth in order to swallow the water. Or you should make sure that your head is bent over, that you're not going to swallow any of the water. You're just putting the water in your mouth like to rinse out your mouth and spit it out. See, if it's very painful for you to go without washing it out, then you have a heter to wash it out. And the Aruch HaShulchan also explains like this, that if you put the water deep into your mouth and rinse out, there we're afraid maybe you swallow it. But if you just put it at the tip of your mouth, like mainly just to wash off your teeth, to brush off your teeth with your hands, he holds that would be mutter to do even on a tiny tzibur, only maybe not Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. But on a Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, it would be mutter like with your hands to rub with water along your teeth, just like wash your teeth, but to make sure you not swallow anything, just spit it right out. And this is only mutter to do with pure water, and not with any other type of liquid that has a taste to it. That's also because then you will have some enjoyment from it. And here the Morgan of Rome brings down, like to swallow your own saliva, that is mutter to do even on Yom Kippur. Even on Yom Kippur that you're not allowed to swallow any type of a liquid, even if the liquid is not drinkable, still, but your own saliva, that bechlal is not considered part of shtiyah, of drinking, that's like part of the body. There's no issur in swallowing your own saliva on a tainis, or even on Yom Kippur. Now, the halacha of a tainis is that you're not allowed to eat anything, or drink anything, even a mashu, even a little bit. However, if you eat less than a kezayis, you do not lose the tainis. It's still considered you have a tainis. However, if you eat more than a kezayis, that is considered like you broke the tainus. So now it depends. This is only if you only made like a neder, you put upon yourself, you're going to fast a day. So then we say if you ate a kezayis of food that day, it's not considered like you fasted. You still have to fast another day. However, by a tainus tiber, let's say like by Shiva Asta Betamis, since on this day there's a chiyuv to fast, even if by mistake, or even if you had intentions to eat some food, and you don't have a heter to eat, like you're not a person that's sick, that you're allowed to eat, but you're a healthy person, and you have a chiyuv, you are mechuyev to fast. But you broke the fast and you ate food, even if you ate more than a kezayis, that does not give you a heter to continue eating the rest of the day. As soon as you realize that when you stop eating, you have to stop eating, and the rest of the day you still have to act as if it's a tainus, you cannot eat more. Because lemaisa today is a tainus. So even though you ate a little bit, that doesn't matter, you're still not allowed to eat more. And the Mishabura Paskins brings down from the Nohar Sholem, in such a case where you forgot yourself, when you ate a kezayis, you ate some food, so since the halacha is, you have to stop eating and continue fasting, that now when it comes to Davin Mincha, you would be allowed to say Aneinu in Davening Mincha. Because even though a person, let's say that's sick, that he has a heter, he's allowed to eat on the tainus, when he davens Mincha, he does not have to say Aneinu. He's not allowed to say Aneinu. Mashen can hear this person that has a chiv, he's supposed to fast. Just he made a mistake or even with intentions, if he went to eat. But then when he stops eating, since the loch is, he's not allowed to eat anymore, so he is allowed to say Aneinu when he davens Mincha. Now, in a case, let's say on Shiva Sabatamnas, if somebody would go to eat food, so he's saying when he realized that he has to stop eating and the rest of the day is called a tainus for him, he does not have to fast another day. This is considered the tainus that he's Makayim, the tainus of Shiva Sabatamnas. Only if the person wants to do it Mishum Kapara, he wants to have a forgiveness for what he did, feeding on this tainus, then he's allowed to fast another day. But Mikra then we hold that you do not have to fast another day since you are continuing fasting the rest of this day. Now the Mechaber brings down at the end of Simin Tovkuv Samaches that Kol HaShore B'Tainis, anybody that's fasting, Bein Shoye Misana Atzerosa, even if it's a private fasting, Oya Chalomai for a dream, Bein Shoye Misana Matzibur Atzerosa, whether we're fasting even a Tainis Tzibur, Hareze Lo Yina Gidunim B'Yatzma, you shouldn't make yourself very comfortable. For Lo Yika Roishoy, don't be like in a happy-go-lucky mood. You should be worried and feel bad. In other words, on a tainus tzibur, we have to feel bad for the things that happen. And like we said before, for the Rambam, being the matzah of doing tshuva and not in the matzah of the time being happy. Huadin is brought down that you should watch yourself not to get anger, not to be bekas. It's very bad on a tainus to get angry. And if you have some business to do, you should do it the emuna over nachas beyoser shleyovu lechlal kas. Try and be very careful there on a tainus tzibur not to get yourself angry. So when you do the business, which you are allowed to do on a tainus, or do it benachas easy not to get angry. Now we know from Shivasa Betamas until Tisha B'Av there are 21 days, and these 21 days, the 3 weeks, are called of the Bein Hamitzorim. The pasuk says in Eicha Kol Roes Feha Yisiguhu Bein Hamitzorim. And the Chumim Nigmedrus in Eicha says that Eilu Yimei HaTzora Shebein Shivasa Betamas L'Tisha B'Av. These are the days of Tzora, we have a lot of pain and sorrow. Shebehem Ketev Meriri, which is the Shmoi Shel Sheid Mazik, that's the name of the Mazik, the Sheid that's Mazik, Motzi is found around. V'Shar Mazikim Sholtem Behem, V'Tzoros Rabbi Svaroi Smotzves Yisro B'Deres V'Yom Eilu. These days, a lot of bad tzoros, a lot of bad things happen to Klal Yisroel. V'chein chorav habayis barishoino v'shniyo b'yom elu. There was the Churban Habayis, Hamesem Mitish Harishon, Hamesem Mitish Hasheni, Shel Mitzorim Umotzu Motzuk, Mishum Kach Hukfu, Kol Yimei Ben HaMitzorim L'Evol Al Churban Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, these 3 weeks, like every day of the 3 weeks, they need to be kaveya, to put yourself away, to feel bad about the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Now we have a lot of halachas that Mr. Shem will go through maybe another tape about Chodesh Av, about the halachas that apply the 9 days, and about the halachas of Tisha B'Av. However, even at the beginning of the 3 weeks, from Shiva Sabbatamas on, there are a few halachas that we are noyig. like Lamashol, we're knowing now not to get married, not to make a chasna, not to make any simcha, any dancing, any singing from Yud Zayin Batamos until after Tisha B'Av. We don't sing, we don't listen to music, the minigiz. At certain times, there are haterim, you have to ask a rov. But just on Batera Simcha, to make a party, to make a simcha, that we don't do during the 3 weeks. Huadim, now the minig of Ashkenaz is, the Ramos minig is, not to take a haircut from the beginning of the 3 weeks, for the complete 3 weeks, not to take a haircut, and Huadim, not to shave. However, people that go to work or have to shave, they should ask a rov, sometimes they are mekol, they have a heter to shave. But if for no special reason, the minig is not to shave or to take a haircut for the complete 3 weeks. Huadin, the minig is not to make a bracha of a shehechiyonu during these 3 weeks. In other words, even though you're allowed to buy clothing, you're allowed to buy new things, only the 9 days you're not allowed to. But from Shiva to Thomas on, you are allowed to. However, the minig is like not to use it or to eat it or during these 3 weeks in order not to have to make a bracha of a shehechiyonu. Since these are the days of Zmana Peronius, therefore we don't make a bracha shechiyonu. However, the minig is that on Shabbos we could. Therefore, if you buy new clothing, so you should set it aside to put it on the first time on Shabbos, and then to make the bracha shechiyonu, if you know to make the bracha shechiyonu on new clothing. However, the Zmana Zeh, usually the minig is not to make a bracha shechiyonu on new clothing, since we get them often, it's not such a big simcha. But who are then if you eat a new fruit, that the halacha is to make a shechiyonu? You should wait and not eat it during these 3 weeks. Rather, wait till eat it first on Shabbos, then you can make the shechiyonu. However, if a mitzvah veras happens that you must bris milah and you make a shechiyonu by the bris milah, then you do make the bracha or by pinyin haben, then you do make a shechiyonu. However, a person that is sick and like he has to eat the fruit, and therefore this is the first time he's eating this new fruit, then he should make a shechiyonu even though it's during the 3 weeks. And the Mechaber also brings down at the end of Simin Tovkuf Nun Aleph that Sarach li Zoher miyud Zayin betamiz atishabov shlelelech yechidi midalet shoyis ateh shoyis. That these 3 weeks a person should not walk himself from the 4th hour until the 9th hour. Mishum shebehem ketem riri shalit. Because that's the time when this mazik, the shei, the mazik, ketem riri takes over. And also the Mechaber says, "V'lo yakwa tamidim b'yom ahim." You should not hit your tamidim during these days. And the reason is, since these are zman apronius, the mazikim are shalit now, we should not go to hit the Rebbe, he should not hit his tamidim now. And Uddin has brought down that a father should not try and hit his son these 3 weeks as much as possible. And if you have to, you have to. But as much as possible, try not to give punishments apronius during these 3 weeks. Then the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Kavonas HaRizal that used to, he wrote and said that a person should be Yisabel by Yom HaMahim. It's every day of these 3 weeks, a person should have a little bit feeling of Avelis, Acha Chatzi Hayom, after midday, V'yivke K'moy Chatzi Shor, and he should cry like for half an hour. In other words, he should sit down and be Mizbeinen and feel bad about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And some places have the Minig, that they say Tikkun Chatzos by Chatzos Hayom. Even though the whole year you say Tikkun Chatzos only by midnight, these 3 weeks, since it's an Indian to have Avelis of the Beis HaMikdash, they say Tikkun Chatzos by midday, by Chatzos Hayom. However, about this Indian of not to walk outside, the Aruch HaShulchan says the Ikar HaKpadah is not to walk outside Baderach when you go on the road. Whereas traveling from one city to another city. But walking in the city itself, then it's mutter. But he also brings down that the meaning from the Arizal, that people say Tikkun Chatzos these 3 weeks by Chatzos Hayom. He's excluding except on Erev Shabbos and Erev Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh and on Erev Tisha B'Av, then you should not say this Tikkun Chatzos. Now the rest of the halachis are special about the 9 days, and about the Shavuah Shechal by Tisha B'Av, and about Erev Tisha B'Av, and about Tisha B'Av. Mitzvah, those halachas we'll talk about in the next tape. Now I'd like to go and talk about the inyan that Chazal will kaveya to do certain things, zeche lechurban, which the Mechaber talks about this in Simin Tov Kuv Samach. And the Mechaber starts off and says that Mishechorav Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, Tiknu Chachomim Shoyeboi Sador, And the Torah adds here to say that Shebechol Dova Simcha, anytime we have a simcha, a happiness, a gathering of happiness, Shiyobozeche Lechurban Abayis, we should always do something there to remind us of the Churban Abayis. And the Beis Yosef explains it, V'yasamchu Akro, we have a posik in Meshkechech Yerushalayim. And that's the minig why by a chasna we break the glass, al zecher lechurban. Now here the Mechaba says that the chomu wa mesakein, shayish boysa ador, shayin boinim, lo'oilom ebinyin, you're not allowed to build a house, mesuyad or mechuyar kebinyin hamalochim. You're not allowed to build a house that you have a siyad, means you put sid, which is like white lime, white paint. In other words, to paint the whole house nicely, or else mechuyar, means to make nice pictures, mina tziyurim, over your house, or else like put wallpaper over. El atach beise betit besad besid, o mishayim mokum amal amal keneged ha-pesach. Veloy sid, that the etzer is, you have to leave over by the entrance of the house when you come inside, a space, one amma by one amma, without the white paint, or without the wallpaper, or without the design, the decorations. This is zeichel l'churban habayis. Whenever you have a house, you should not paint all over, but make sure you leave over one part that's an amma by an amma, zeichel for the churban habayis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that v'hine bizmanenu loynogu l'shayir. The minig rest in his times were people did not leave over a space of one amma by one amma, like a foot and a half by a foot and a half, without paint. The Yefshi said maybe the reason is mishum desoimchim al hayesh mekilim, that since it's not pure paint, you have some other stuff mixed into it, it's all right. But he says v'akoponim temua, the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't understand it. Shrei melavnin habatim besid lavad. We use mamish pure paint, we use nice paint to paint the house. So you should have to leave over one amma by one amma without paint. Maybe the yis was only on very, very white paint. So the Mishnah says, is not a good teretz, and he does not understand why the minig is to be matir. And therefore, the Chura Pipashtus, it would be a good thing to do this way. And I know I saw in Eretz Yisrael, people are like that. Like when they paint the house, by the entrance, when you come inside the house, the first tefach that you could see on the opposite wall, they leave blank, they don't paint, nama by nama. Al zeicha for the churban. Who are then, if you would have a wall paint, wallpaper or other tziurim, colorful things there, should have to leave over one nama by one nama. Some achronim are masupik, maybe you have to do it in every single room of the house. However, this you could be makel thus at the entrance of the house, the beginning of the house. If you leave over one amma by one amma, that is enough. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Hu Adin would help, like to blacken it. Like, let's say if you already painted it, it would be all right also to make hekadir there, like one amma by an amma should not look so nice. That would also be okay, because the reason why you're doing it is to make a zecher remembrance of the churban of the bayis. Now, it's brought down when you build a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash, there you don't have to be makbid, there you don't have to leave over anything. You can make it look as nice as you want all over, there you don't have to make a zecher for the churban. Then the Mechaber says in Siv Beis, V'chein eskinu sha'orech shulchan. If somebody prepares the table, he's making a suda, la'asai suda l'orchem, he's inviting over a lot of guests, he's making a big meal, a big suda, that mechasin emenu mat, you have to leave over something. Leave over a place on the table empty without putting a portion of setting there. In order to have a zecher for the churban. And the achronim say, even by Yesudas mitzvah, like a bris milah, by a chasna, it also applies this halacha. However, by Yesuda you make in your house on Shabbos for Yom Tov, then you don't have to leave over anything. Now, exactly what this means, we don't know too clearly. That you shouldn't bring everything that should be on the table, and you should leave over a place that's empty. But some people want to say the reason why we're not knowing this bizman is there is because we don't know exactly what really should be there. Like everybody brings and only what they could afford. So if people would see like you're not missing anything, they don't know, or even if something is missing, it's not nikki, you can't tell it's because of the churban habayis. People will say just you can't afford to have more. So that's why usually we don't have this minig like not to bring certain things to the table because of zeichel churban. However, some achronim want to say yes, you should always try to leave over one small space empty like that, you could do. One place on the table should be left over empty when you have a big suda for zecher of the churban. Chuvadin is brought down when the women put on their jewelry. They should not put on everything they have at one time, but always leave over some zecher for churban. Chuvadin, the meaning is brought down that kashachos a nice isha when you get married, lekech efer makli, it takes some ashes. You put it on top of the head, on the place where you put on your tefillin for a zecher of the churban. And the Ramah says, we break a glass by the chuppah, to put a mape or else something black on top of the chosin's head for remembrance of the churban. And the Mechab ends off, for chol elu advorim kdei liskor es Yerushalayim shenemar v'meshkechech Yerushalayim. Im loyalis Yerushalayim aroisim chosi. So the Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, v'chein gozro shelo lenagein b'kli shir. He also made a gzera not to play instruments, to make music, v'chol mine zemer, v'chol mashmiya kol shashir l'semech ben. Anytime you're playing instruments to make music, to be happy, al zeicha l'churbin, we're not supposed to play the instruments of making music. Now the Ramah says, v'yeshemim, some say, Dafka mi shirogel b'hem, only somebody that does it very, very often. Kagoin hamalochim, like the kings. Shaimdim v'sheichvim b'kli shir. They go to sleep and they wake up always when they have the instruments playing for them. Such a playing of instruments, that's also zeich l'churban. Oy b'beis ha-mishta. Or else when you're drinking wine, when you're having a simcha of mishta, there it's also to play instruments, even though you don't do it so often. Just this one time, it's also to play music or to hear music b'shas you're drinking wine. That's called too much simcha. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that when you're drinking wine, it's also even to sing just with your mouth. That's mashav the Gemara like that, that you should not sing when you're drinking wine. That's considered too much simcha. That's also to do. And the Mechaber really says it, that the also l'shem mefnei ha-churban. You're not allowed to listen to music when you're drinking wine, Mishum the churban abayis, v'yafilu shir b'peh alayayin asura. Even just to sing with your mouth when you're drinking wine, that's awesome. Shenema, because the pasuk says b'shir lo yishtu yain, u'kfar nargu kol Yisrael loyma divrei tishbachos ashir shlo dois v'zichru chasda kodesh baruch hu alayayin. That's mutif. You're not stam singing, but you're saying chasdi Hashem. You're singing shiras which is bachos. You're giving back praises to a kodesh baruch hu. That's mutter to do, even though you're drinking wine. And the Ramah ends off, v'chein letzerech mitzvah, v'gan beis chosin v'kala kol shuri. Like if it's a sudish shel mitzvah, then it's mutter to play the music to be besimcha. Like by a chasana, you're allowed to play music and to be happy, even though they're drinking there. But the Morgan Avram says, even so, you should not be l'smeach b'yoser. Don't get too much high with the music, with the happiness. Because still, you always have to remember the inyan of the churban habayis. Hu adin by a suda of a siyim, when you finish your masechta, that's also called the suda's mitzvah, and there it's also mutter to play music, even though you have drinks, even though you have wine. Now, lemaisa, everybody knows there's a famous tshuva from the Moshe Feinstein in the Igeres Moshe in the Chelek Orachayim, the first Chelek in Simin Kof Samech Vov, that he holds that the Rambam Shita and other Shitas Rishayna Ma, that there's a chilik between singing music with your mouth or playing with instruments, hearing the instruments. He wants to say that by singing in your mouth, then it's only also when you have wine, in front of drinking wine. If you're not drinking wine, then it's mutter to listen or to hear music that's sung. However, to hear music from instruments, he holds that's also even when you're not having a mishta, even when you're not drinking wine. Still, as zeich lechurban, you should not hear any music that comes from instruments. Which this is a chumra, the velt, a lot of people are noigel hokil in this, that they do listen to music, even though it comes out of instruments, as long as it's not al hayayin. However, from this comes out the minute that I call upon him during the 3 weeks, people are at least machmer, or during sevira, people are machmer, like not to listen to music so much then. Because there are some shitas that learn that even the whole year round, it's not so posher the heter to listen to music that comes from instruments. See, even though people are meku throughout the whole year, By Kol Ponim, at these times, during the 3 weeks, especially when then is a special inyan to have Zechen for the Churban Abayis, maybe there is an inyan to be machmer now during the 3 weeks and not listen to music from instruments. And then the Mechaber ends off that Osir Lo'odom Shemale Piv Schoik Boilom Azeh. Boilom Azeh, you're not allowed to open up your mouths very wide with laughter. So the Mishbrur explains Shehasimcha Yeseiro Meshkachas HaMitzvah. Stam, too much happiness takes away from mitzvahs. V'yayin betaz, or preacher brings down the afilu besimcha shal mitzvah, going bechasne or purim, lo yemale piv schoik. Even bezman of bechasne and by purim, with the suda simcha shal mitzvah, still you should not open up your mouth too wide with schoik, with laughter. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains this, when kisho oisik bihaschoik zman meruba, when somebody's sitting down just to laugh for a long time, that's not right. Im acherim. Just a little bit laughter, that's all right. Then the Mechaber brings down in Sifkot and Simin, Tovkuv Salmachalev, that Haroya Ore Yehuda, if anybody now sees the cities of Yehuda, Bechorbonon, Oimer, Irk, Ore Kotshech, Ohoyo, the Korea, and the Zechi of Korea, to rip your clothing. Only when you come close to the Ore Yehuda. The same thing applies to Yerushalayim, that Haroya Yerushalayim B'chobono is Oymet Tzion Hoysa Midbar Shemoma Kishiroya Beis Amigdash Shema Beis Kodeshenu V'Tefateinu V'Koreya. And also the Zechiyev to rise Kriya. But just like by Avelis we rise Kriya, the outer beged we have to rip to be Megala the Lev. Here also when you see Yerushalayim or the Mokam and the Beis Amigdash the first time, you have to rise Kriya. When you come close that you could see it. The whole kriya is a tefach. You have to rip your clothing at least the size of a tefach. And it's brought down, Mishmur brings down that by the base of Migdosh, the Hanichnasata Lamokam Migdosh Chayev Koris. If somebody walks now in the place of the base of Migdosh Chayev Koris, Shekulonu Tumeya Mason, Ogdusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Los Lovely. Therefore now it has Kedusha that Mokam, we're not allowed to walk there. And then he says of Korea, Ayin Bach, Shechayev, Lishtachabois, you have to bow down, Velikroyas, the Godev, and rip your clothing. Velivchois, and cry, Ulisoinein, Ulisabil, Achurban, Beisamidish. Ulakoinev, Uloime, Mizmul Yosef, Atsoif, Ukeshekorea, Mavorach, Vienna, Borach, Dain Vemis. When there's without a shame of Malchus, you should say, Borach, Dain Emis. Alright, we're not going to go into too much of these halachas right now. Now, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Aruch Chaim, Simen Aleph, Sivkotan, Gimel, the Mechaber says that Ro l'chol yirei shamayim, shehei meitzer v'doyeg al churban beis hamikdash. It's proper for anybody that has a little yirei shamayim to feel bad, it should bother him, and they should be worried about the churban of the beis hamikdash. And this applies to every single day of the year, and of course, now during these 3 weeks, which is the Zman HaChurban, we have to feel bad and be misabil on the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Now because of this, there's an inyan of saying Tikkun Chatzos every night. The Mekubalim talk about how important it is to say Tikkun Chatzos at night, which people cry and feel bad about the Churban Abayis. Now, the Shlo brings down and says, Kosav Shlo Shebechol Suda Yomer Anohores Bovel. Every Suda, before we bench, we say Anohores Bovel, which also makes us remind us, think about the Avelis of the Beis HaMikdash. Over Shabbos, what we say, Shir HaMalos B'Shuv Hashem. But the Ikar the Mishmura says is, Sheyeda Ma'komar, a person should know what he's saying, V'yacha Kavona Salev Hein Advorim. You have to go with the Kavona, how a person feels. In other words, you have to realize what we're missing, the Churban Abayis, what was taken away from us, the Mokum HaYofi, the Mokum where the Shechina was, the Mokum where Kodesh Baruch Hu was living, how nice it was then, when we had the Kahanim, the Avodosom, the Levim, the Duchonom, the Yisrael, the Mamodom, we had the Tshenkai, the Tferes for Klai Yisrael, everybody was able to see the special Beis HaMikdash, that we were doing the Avodos Hashem, the Shechina was there, everybody felt close to Hashem, the Hashpah, one and everybody. And now, Bezman is there, we're missing that, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the special Mokum HaShechina, we're missing something. And even though we're used to it already, we live with it, but that's not right. We're supposed to feel every single day this inyan of having avelas, feeling bad about the Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, to realize that we're missing something. This is not the way we're supposed to be. We're in Golus right now. And in Mitzvah Shem, we're supposed to be Mitzapel Yeshua. We're supposed to wait and hope every single day. Mitzvah Shem will come to be as Goyal Meher of Yemenu, and will be Zeich again to have the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, which will come down min HaShemayim, and will come down completely made already. That's Rashi Shita. And the Gemara says the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi could come down even on Yom Tov, or even at Laila. So Rashi asked the question, I ain't binyan Beis HaMikdash b'Laila, or on Yom Tov. So Rashi said, that's only the first two, where we had to build them. Mashenki, and the third one, which is already built in Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to bring it down, that could come down at any time. And it's always brought down that the more a person is Mis'abil al Yerushalayim, the more we feel bad about it, we realize we're missing something, that's only a schus, a schir, that we should be zeicha again to get back to Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Like Chazal always say, the kol ha-misabul al-churban Beis HaMikdash is zeicha v'roya b'nechama v'binyan Beis HaMikdash. You'll be zeicha mitzvah Shem to see the third Beis HaMikdash. But HaKol Ponim Poshet Geret, this is the avoida now of these 3 weeks of the Ben HaMitzorim, to think about it, to realize what we're missing, how nice it was then, and to really feel bad and to cry about it, about the Churban of Beis HaMikdash, to be Mesabal al Yerushalayim on the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mitzvah Shem B'schus Zeh, we should all be Zeichem Mitzvah Shem to see the Bias Goyal of Mashiach, Hevav Yemenu, we should be Zeichem Taka to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi.